I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We are looking for the world's largest coral reef for our GeoQuiz today. It's actually made up of about 3,000 smaller reefs and 900 islands. It stretches over 1,500 miles. It's in the warm waters of the Southern Hemisphere. The reef is home to an abundance of marine life, starfish and sea turtles, eels, and at least 1,000 species of fish, including clownfish. In fact, it was a little striped clownfish that starred in the animated feature Finding Nemo. You might remember that in the film, Nemo's dad offered his son some advice.
Now, what's the one thing we have to remember about the ocean?
It's not safe.
That's my boy.
Well, Dad was right. In fact, the oceans may not be safe for clownfish because of a new threat. We're going to hear from a scientist who's studying that threat in a moment. But first, our quiz, which coral reef is the largest in the world? You have mere seconds to come up with the answer. See, time's up. The world's largest coral reef is the Great Barrier Reef. It sits right along the coast of northeast Australia in the Coral Sea. If you go diving there, you're likely to see clownfish. But clownfish and other marine species may be facing trouble. Carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere from cars and trucks and power plants are making ocean water worldwide more acidic. A couple of years ago, a scientific study found that ocean acidification may make clownfish lose their sense of smell. Well, now a new study says they may lose their hearing, too. Scientists at Bristol University studied young clownfish in a tank in their laboratory. Some of the fish were reared in normal ocean water. Others were reared in more acidic water. Lead researcher Steve Simpson explains how the study worked.
We had an underwater speaker. These are the speakers that are sold for putting in swimming pools. But we were playing back the sound of a daytime recording of a coral reef that's rich in predators. So naturally, fish would avoid this sound. And the fish that we had reared in ambient conditions, today's environment, indeed did avoid that sound. But those that were reared in the CO2-enriched treatments showed no response to the sound.
The fish appear to be deaf. Simpson says that if that's so, it could have devastating consequences. Fish use sound not only to escape predators, but to engage in many behaviors that are key to their survival.
That could include detecting and finding prey, so foraging behavior. It could affect reproductive behavior. Fish use sounds to pick their particular mate and to indicate that they're ready to release their eggs and sperm. And so some of the real key behavioral processes that fish use sound for could be lost.
The new research adds to a growing list of possible threats posed by more acidic oceans. Some of those threats are to the coral reefs themselves. The reefs may have a harder time growing in the future, and that means that a century from now, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, the answer to our quiz, may not be quite as great as it is today. The winners of our GeoQuiz texting game today are Adam from St. Joseph, Minnesota, Arielle from Denver, Colorado, and Christine from Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks for playing along. You, too, can play our texting game by texting the word GeoQuiz, one word, GeoQuiz, to 69866.